This week, the Whitewater Special Prosecutor, Mr. Starr, got a federal judge to extend the life of that grand jury looking into the Whitewater case. He says there's extensive evidence of obstruction of justice. If, as you say, there is nothing there, Mr. President, how can so many reputable, respected professionals keep pressing on with this?
Well, that's your characterization, not mine.
You don't think Mr. Starr is a reputable person?
No, I didn't say that. I said that was your characterization. Well, this thing's been going on for over 3 years. Tens of millions of dollars have been spent. And there have been, by the way, two federal reports by independent agencies saying that what I said and what my wife said in the very beginning of this was true, that we were not involved in running the savings and loan, that we lost money on a real estate deal, and that this whole inquiry is going after two people who lost money on a real estate deal made almost 19 years ago now. And that's what this whole thing has been about. And so all I can do is keep smiling, keep cooperating, and answering the questions that are asked of me and spending my time being president. But, you know, the American people can reach their own conclusions about whether this has been worth the money that's been spent on it or the time that's being drug out on it. But I have told the truth. I will continue to tell the truth. That's all I can do.
Well, you suggested one time that maybe Mr. Starr was out to get you. Do you think that's what's going on here?
I don't have anything to add to what I've already said. I don't want to make any news on Whitewater. I want to make news as president. I'm sick and there are too many people in Washington, D.C. that spend all their time trying to destroy each other and not enough time trying to build up the American people. I'm going to spend my time trying to do the American people's business. We ought to do the public's business. Now, because I've done that for the last 4 years, we've got a record number of new jobs, a strong economy, a declining crime rate, the biggest drop in welfare rolls in history, and we're going to have the biggest increase in investment and improvement in education that we've had in a generation if my education program passes. That's what I'm going to do. This other business is just going to be over here in a box, and when I'm required to do something, say something, testify, I will do my best to cooperate as honestly and fairly as I can.
Let me ask you one more question about that, and that is regarding Susan McDougal. She's in jail because the prosecutor says she will not cooperate. She did not talk when apparently they asked her, were you telling the truth at her trial? Many people have said to me when they knew I was preparing to do this interview, ask the president, why doesn't he simply tell Susan McDougal, tell the truth, Susan, and that would take care of this?
First of all, that's not what she said. Secondly, she has a lawyer. She has a lawyer. They know what they're doing. You have to presume that. I mean, I don't know what the facts are. But she has said repeatedly, that neither I nor my wife did anything wrong. She has said repeatedly and said, I believe, on your network just the other night, that the other people weren't telling the truth, and that if she told the truth, she was afraid she'd be punished for it. Now, that's what she said. I think you have to let her and her lawyer decide what they think is in the right thing to do and do it.
So you have no advice for her?
I have no comment on it. It's none of my business. She has a lawyer. And it would be very wrong for me to inject myself in this. But I think, you know, she has answered those questions repeatedly.